Wisconsin women's hockey forward Daryl Watts scored a stunning goal with a carom shot off a northeastern defenseman for an NCAA title-winning overtime goal last month.
Now here's Daryl Watts. Setting up in behind. They score! Daryl Watts knocked it in off the defender. Johnson can't even believe how this ended.
It's the most emotion I've seen out of Mark Johnson in a long time. You can see how excited he is. Wants to have a word with his overtime game-winning star, Daryl Watts. Gets a hug from Coach Johnson.
Hey, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the wide world web at WWIB.com for all the information you need to connect and give and support the show. The second seed of Badgers won the program's sixth national championship and finished the COVID-interrupted season at 17-3-1. Wisconsin forward Britta Curl, a junior out of Bismarck, North Dakota, is with me to put a lid on this remarkable campaign. She finished with 6 goals and 4 assists this season. So, first of all, Britta, I want to find out from your perspective that Daryl Watts overtime goal that ricocheted off a Northeastern U defenseman. Was that, you think that was on purpose, or was that just an accident from Daryl?
Actually, yeah, Daryl's my roommate, so I know her pretty well. And I would guess, if I had to say, I would say that's probably intentional. I mean, she's probably one of the smartest players on our team, and she'll do little things like that all the time that just nobody else would think of. But yeah, behind the net for sure, I think she probably tried to bank it off someone, because I can't really imagine why else she would be shooting from back there.
Yes, yeah, it was a crazy shot, but she's got a nose for the net. Describe what you saw in that game winner from the Wisco bench, will you?
Yeah, I had actually just gotten off the ice from a shift, so I was sitting down trying to catch my breath. And I was actually watching up on the video board because everyone else in front of me was standing up. So I saw her behind the net with so much time, and I had this feeling that something good was going to happen, and I already started jumping up before it even went in.
So. Yes, everybody jumped on the ice. What was it like to be in the middle of that title celebration?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, you throw your helmet and your gloves off, and then all of a sudden you're at the bottom of this mosh pit, and it's like you can't even breathe barely. But, you know, once it all settles down and you look around and all your teammates, it's pretty cool to be able to hug everyone, tell everyone you're proud of them, and experience that together.
Yeah, yeah. So after last year's tournament was canceled because of COVID, does that make this championship this year even sweeter?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously in 2019, that was a different team and it had its own challenges. But I think just what we've gone through in the past 2 years just makes this one, like, makes us realize how hard it was and appreciate it so much more. So I think all the players on the team, it's a different bond that we have for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think, Britta, was the strongest asset of this championship-winning team this year?
That's a tough one. I would just say, like, everyone's ability to put their own ego aside. I mean, you have 20 of some of the best players in college hockey, and they come from their high schools where they're the best player on the team. So, I mean, it's tough when, you know, only a few people on the team get the most playing time, but everyone really bought into that and were really selfless in doing that, and I think it helps the whole team. And you don't win a championship without that.
Yeah, and this is the sixth national championship for the UW. Can you give us a sense, Britt, of why this program has been so dominant in women's hockey?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with with the coaches. I know Mark Johnson is an unbelievable coach, and he's so good at creating team chemistry and keeping us all focused on what's important. Obviously, he's brought in some amazing players. You look at the list of people that have come here and the Olympians and all their accolades. So it's an unreal culture. I think when you come in, you notice it on day one, and it's so easy to buy into when you first show up.
Yeah. All right. The championship is won. You're a junior. Be back next year. Can you give us an idea of what this team might look like to defend next season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it might look a little bit different, but we have quite a few seniors coming back to take their extra year of eligibility. We have some awesome freshmen coming in, one of which, Caroline Harvey, actually made the national worlds team, which is huge for a high schooler. So I would definitely be excited about her. I think we got a good team coming in, and I would be excited to call her a fan.
Sure. Well, you've made a world team yourself, Team USA. I think we'll talk about that next time we get together with Wisconsin Badger forward on the women's hockey team, the championship hockey team, 5'8" junior Britta Curl out of North Dakota here on Sports and Commentary. Britta, looking forward to getting together again with you on our next S&C show. Thank you so much. Have a great day, all right?
You too.